Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi everyone, Alex here with an exciting announcement. When we first started Rusty Quill, it was a company made by geeks for geeks. It was intended as a place where like-minded folk could get together and start making the content we wanted to see in the world. Well, I think we've done a pretty good job of it so far, so that's why I get the honour of announcing the next chapter of Rusty Quill. We're sprucing up Rusty Towers with fancy new branding to welcome some new friends as we launch the RQ Network, a podcast network by podcasters for podcasters. We're taking our resources and our expertise and using them to support and champion the best and brightest in podcasting, starting with audio drama. Don't worry, we're still going to be making a whole slew of new RQ originals alongside, but right now, I'd like to welcome our first wave of new audio drama podcasts that will definitely appeal to anyone looking to fill that Magnus Archive-shaped hole in their lives. If you're a fan of horror, mysteries, thrillers, and found footage, you will definitely want to check these out. First, we have The Storage Papers, a found footage supernatural horror podcast produced by Grinner Media. It's written and directed by Jeremy Enfinger and definitely hits that creepy archive vibe. What's more, the long-anticipated Season 3 launches May 11th, 2021 on the RQ Network. Next, we have Cryptids, a supernatural mystery sci-fi podcast produced by Wild Obscura, Devin Shepherd, Gabrielle Rosenstein and Nora Uncle. It's written by Alexander V. Thompson, directed by Devin Shepherd and is sure to grab all of you monster enthusiasts. After that, there's The Decca Tapes, a mystery podcast with psychological thriller and science fiction elements. It's written and directed by Lex Noteboom and will definitely get your brains whirring as you try to connect the dots. Then there's How It Ends, a mystery and character-driven suspense written and directed by Stephanie Resendez and Mika Rodriguez that explores the dark boundaries between dream and reality. Finally, we have Old Gods of Appalachia, an Appalachian eldritch horror podcast produced by Deep Nerd Media, written and directed by Steve Shell and Cam Collins. This one is positively oozing with blood and darkness, and definitely not for the faint of heart. You can hear all five of these shows right now, wherever you listen to your podcasts, and can learn more about them by visiting rustyquill.com. We're so excited to welcome all these wonderful creators to our new network, and this is just the start. We've got future waves of new content planned that will span everything from comedy to action, fantasy, and more. That's all for now, though, apart from welcoming these first new members of the RQ Network one last time and saying thank you to you, the listener, for all your ongoing support. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this next chapter with Rusty Quill.
Hi, everyone. It's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today, I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ Network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi, Alex here, founder and CEO of Rusty Quill Limited. In case you haven't heard, there is now a Magnus Archives novel. The Library of Jürgen Leitner is set in the world of the Magnus Archives and written by Nebula Award-winning author Premi Mohammed with our very own Jonathan Sims. The story follows Hugh, a university dropout desperate to find somewhere to belong, and his new job at an esoteric library. The books he must investigate for the enigmatic Jürgen Leitner are not normal, because the library is not a vault, sealed and silent, but a hive, alive, buzzing, and ready to sting. The Library of Jürgen Leitner releases October 27th, 2026, but you can pre-order it right now in the US and UK from your local bookshop or by using the link in the episode description. If you live outside of the UK or US, you may be able to make an international order for this first publication, but it depends on individual retailers' shipping policies.